welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called My Little Boy is Going to College. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. I am broadcasting, as I do every week, live from KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, where we had a celebrity guest for our previous live show. Dennis Miller was here, and it was quite hysterical to listen to him and our esteemed Arthur von Wiesenberger having their repartee. You can probably find that online somewhere, and if you want a good laugh, go for it. Today we have our Wayne Levine, as we do almost every week for the Men's Room. We have Pastor Drew Sams, as we also have almost every week for Teen Wrap. And we have a special guest, Joe Brazier, a dad and middle school teacher. And I'll save what he's going to talk about till we get him on the phone. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we now have over 4,200 dads and moms from all over the world that like it. The new Dad's Point of View comic strip is Because I Said So, and the most current one is called Dad's Mug. I love titles that have dual meanings, and this one has the dual meaning of both Dad's mug, his face, and Dad's mug, his coffee mug. It also mentions and loosely and shamelessly self-promotes the new A Dad's Point of View store, where you can get all sorts of cool items bearing many of the images from the Because I Said So comic strip. So go visit the store at brucesalen.com, where you can get any and all of these wonderful items. Dad Chat, as a reminder, is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Dad Chat is a tweet chat. And if you don't know anything about tweet chats, they are a fascinating new sort of chat room in which a particular topic or area is covered. In my case, it's parenting. It's not just for dads. And I have special guests. And in fact, Joe, who is going to be a guest on the radio show today, is my special guest in Dad Chat tonight. Tonight is Thursday, and I know a lot of my listeners don't hear the show until the following Saturday or Sunday, meaning 2 or 3 days from now. But Dad Chat is still available every Thursday, and the transcripts are also usually posted on my website. So that is the news of the moment. I also want to remind you that sponsor slots are open for those of you that might want to be a part of the Dad's Point of View radio show. Just email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. It is time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson. Here we go.
You got to action to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum.
Boy. I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Good marriages are a lot like let's make a deal. If we are really honest, a marriage is a business proposition with some lovely fringe benefits, but also many obligations. If we are really honest, we need to look at how we negotiate those things we want from our partner and how good we are at keeping up our end of the deal. It's give and take, quid pro quo. And to quote my therapist, it's much like let's make a deal. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, Dad's Point of View.
That, by the way, is the absolute truth. Our family therapist has often said to my wife and I that marriage is about making a deal and making it's a business arrangement. Of course, there's love. And of course, there's all the other fringe benefits that you know, romantic songs are written about. But in the end, day-to-day life is a struggle at times, especially in these rougher economic times. So knowing what you both believe, reaching agreements, keeping agreements, I believe is really part of ultimately a successful marriage. One of the things I believe strongly in is before you get married, be clear on some of those basic needs and desires. So if you're a dual religion household, as I am, as my wife and I are, we were clear going in that we would be celebrating both Christmas and Hanukkah. If before you have children or if you're pre-child, which was not the case, of course, in my second marriage, be clear on the fact that you both want children and be clear that you may want more than one or only one. Confronting these issues after you're married is a little bit cart before the horse or horse after the cart or whatever the phrase is. Speaking of cliches, This is a perfect transition. This week's topic is my little boy going to college. And it was inspired by a trip I took to Boston where my older son auditioned to get into the Berklee College of Music. And I hope to God he gets in. He's a very talented musician on many, many levels. Not the best student, but they thankfully don't take your academics much into consideration. The interview and your performance piece is what they will determine acceptance by. So we are going to find out at the end of this month if he did, in fact, get in. And I am probably as nervous and more as anxious as he is. But it got me thinking a lot about the fact that I will be facing the first of my two boys leaving home in some way or another soon, followed 3 years later by the other one. And everybody's talked and written about the empty nest syndrome, and I was surprised to feel some of the emotions I did on that trip. I was surprised and incredibly pleased to watch my son's maturation as he participated in the various activities that were included in the weekend during which he did his audition and interview. He had grown into really a young man, and this little boy, of course, you never shake those images of your children when they're little, was really now a young man. And I was vicariously enjoying his excitement because for the first time in a long time, because teenagers never really like to show unabashed enthusiasm, he just had that little boy going to Disneyland expression on his face as he was touring the college and seeing all the extraordinary facilities. And I was vicariously really enjoying it. So as I started writing this article, I just started thinking of cliches. And so I'm going to read you some of the cliches that I included that motivated the beginning of this column called My Little Boy is Going to College. So here we go. Like father, like son, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. There are starving children in Africa. By the way, these are parenting cliches. Money doesn't grow on trees. I'll start treating you like an adult when you start acting like one. When you have children of your own, you'll understand. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. And then, of course, my favorite, Because I Said So, which is the name of my comic strip. Wait until your father or mother gets home. And nowadays, I suppose it goes both ways. When I was your age, if God had wanted you to have holes in your ears, eyebrows, tongue, etc., he would have put them there. Life isn't fair. This one is universal, I think, to parents and kids, by the way. When I was your age, I had to walk 10 miles through the snow uphill by myself to go to school. You'll understand when you're older. Go ask your father. Go ask your mother. I'm going to give you until the count of three. And my favorite, running away? I'll help you pack. There also must be a cliche about how time goes by so quickly as a parent. And for me, again, as I wrote this column, the first thing that came up in my mind, and I should have given you this song to cue, Richard, where was I thinking, is the beautiful song from Fiddler on the Roof, Sunrise, Sunset. And I'm just going to read you a little of the lyrics. And then, frankly, we're out of time for this segment. We'll be back with Wayne Levine. So let's go on some of these lyrics. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset. Swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Well, no one can say I'm not sentimental. Are we out of time, Richard? We are out of time for this segment. We will be back with Wayne Levine for the men's room, and you can get a tissue and get those tears out of your eyes that I have created. Back in a minute.